From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. There's reportedly a tentative settlement reached in the case of 44-year-old Joshua Strange, who could head to prison without the possibility of parole for sexually molesting a 9-year-old girl. There was a court hearing Thursday, during which a public defender said a deal had been reached, but won't be finalized until September 10th at another hearing. No specifics on the deal have been talked about. According to Lost Coast Outpost, the prosecution has offered Strange a 12-year prison term if he pleads guilty to continuous sexual abuse of a child. Attorneys for Hector Godoy Stanley are looking to have the case against him dismissed. He is one of five people charged with a murder and a carjacking near Manila in December 2016. A judge will hear arguments on that motion September 23rd, according to Lost Coast Outpost. The 24-year-old is charged in connection with a carjacking that ended with 20-year-old Tyson Eduardo Claros shot dead. Stanley has been diagnosed as developmentally disabled but was found competent to stand trial. Well, the Coast Guard rescuing two men from a small island in the mouth of the Eel River near Crabb County Park. It actually happened Sunday night, details just coming out. At about 8:30 p.m., the Coast Guard was notified that a Humboldt County Sheriff's deputy had found a man stranded on an inaccessible sandy island near the mouth of the Eel River. A helicopter crew arrived on scene to find two men who had washed ashore after their personal watercraft had become disabled on the ocean side of the Eel River mouth. The Dolphin crew landed on the sandy island, picked up the two men, transferring them to emergency medical services at Murray Airport in Eureka. Both had been wearing life jackets and estimated they had been in the water for about an hour before arriving at the small island. The men were fatigued and showed symptoms of hypothermia, but otherwise were uninjured. The City of Eureka and the Ink People announcing the selections for Poet Laureates for the inaugural Eureka Poet Laureate Program. David Holper will serve as the Adult Poet Laureate. Izzy Unsinger and Harvey Mitchell will serve as the Youth Poet Laureates. Those involved looking to the works of the Poet Laureates and their role as ambassadors of poetry and place in Eureka. Their terms will last for 1 year. Applications were removed of all identifying marks and were reviewed by a panel consisting of local poets and authors. The good news is that youth applications, which at first they thought weren't submitted at all, were found and then reviewed before the winners were chosen. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.